today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In a stunning change in U.S. foreign policy, the White House Sunday night announced that U.S. forces would step aside to make way for a Turkish military offensive against the Kurds in northern Syria. The move is astonishing because the U.S.-backed Kurdish forces have been America's most reliable partners in Syria and played a huge role in the fight against ISIS. Turkey has long considered the U.S.-backed Kurdish militia, YPG, as a terrorist group and has wanted to eliminate it. In its statement, the White House added that Turkey would now be responsible for all captured ISIS fighters who are currently being held by U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in northern Syria. The announcement followed a phone call between Donald Trump and Turkish President Erdogan. There are about 1,000 U.S. troops operating in northern Syria right now, although the American troops began withdrawing first thing Monday from their positions along Turkey's border in northeastern Syria. The Kurds say this action will overturn 5 years of achievements in the battle against ISIS. The New York Times is reporting that Trump's decision goes against the recommendations of top officials in the Pentagon and the State Department, who have sought to keep a small troop presence in northeastern Syria to continue operations against ISIS and to act as a critical counterweight to Iran and Russia. Brett McGurk is a former special envoy to counter ISIS who served under not only Donald Trump, but Barack Obama and George W. Bush as well. He sounded off on Twitter Monday morning, writing, quote, "Donald Trump is not a commander in chief. He makes impulsive decisions with no knowledge or deliberation. He sends military personnel into harm's way with no backing. He blusters and then leaves our allies exposed when adversaries call his bluff, or he confronts a hard phone call." The White House statement tonight on Syria, after Trump spoke with Erdogan, demonstrates a complete lack of understanding of anything happening on the ground. The United States is not holding any ISIS detainees. They are all being held by the SDF, which Trump just served up to Turkey. McGurk concludes the thread with this bottom line. Trump tonight, after one call with a foreign leader, provided a gift to Russia, Iran, and ISIS. And even Lindsey Graham went off on Twitter with a thread that began with, "I don't know all the details regarding President Trump's decision in northern Syria, in process of setting up a phone call with Secretary Pompeo. If press reports are accurate, this is a disaster in the making." Now, on Friday, we were awaiting word on whether or not Mike Pompeo and the State Department would comply with congressional subpoenas to turn over documents related to the impeachment inquiry. Well, the deadline came and went, with the Secretary of State openly defying the congressional order. Then on Sunday, another shoe dropped. A second whistleblower announced plans to call into question his dealings with the Ukrainians, fortifying the House Democrats' impeachment probe. In fact, the law firm representing the original whistleblower now said they not only represent this second whistleblower, but, quote, multiple whistleblowers. Again, stay tuned. Now, according to ABC News, the second whistleblower is an intelligence official who has firsthand knowledge of some of the allegations outlined by the original whistleblower. With the first Monday in October comes a new term of the Supreme Court. On Friday, they announced the court will take up a Louisiana abortion case, posing the first big test for Trump's judicial picks for the Supreme Court on the issue of abortion. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last week offered her assessment of current political turmoil in the context of U.S. history. She said it was, quote, an aberration. It was another violent weekend in Hong Kong as anti-government protesters barged through parts of the island, attacking and vandalizing subway stations and Chinese-linked businesses. Subways are closed in Hong Kong for an unprecedented fourth day. Thousands marched on Sunday against a new law that bans people from wearing face masks in public. The law stoked a swift backlash and sparked fears about a crackdown on civil liberties. During the march, a driver mowed down some protesters with a taxi cab. The driver was then severely beaten by a crowd. Fallout from the marches has even reached the world of professional basketball. The general manager for the NBA's Houston Rockets tweeted out a message of support for the protests, but he ruffled some feathers in China with several Chinese businesses suspending ties with the Houston Rockets. The general manager then, of course, later apologized. And finally, a federal judge on Monday rejected Donald Trump's claim that he is immune from criminal investigations as part of his bid to block a subpoena from the Manhattan District Attorney seeking 8 years of Trump's personal and business tax returns. The judge tossed the lawsuit Trump's team brought against District Attorney Cy Vance that argued that Vance should not receive Trump's taxes because, quote, virtually all legal commenters agree that a sitting president of the United States is not subject to the criminal process while he's in office. In a 75-page order, the judge, Victor Marrero, called the presidential immunity Trump invoked in the lawsuit, quote, unqualified and boundless. I got the And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.